The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 55, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 13th, 1975, in London, England.
Esa prakriti sangena purusasya viparjaya. Asi saiva na chirak iso sangat liyat. Viparjaya in the reverse condition, unfavorable condition. So, stop. Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyed. Or, in simple word, Purusha means male, and Prakriti means female. So, this material world is called Prakriti, and the living entities who are struggling in this material world to enjoy it, they are called Purusha. Of course, Purusha is Krishna only. Purusha means enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer, therefore nobody is Purusha. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities have been described also as Prakriti. Aparayam itastu bhinnami prakriti. Aparayam itastu bhinnami prakriti para. Superior prakriti. Not purusha. But because we are conditioned, we are under illusion, although we are prakriti, we are thinking that we are Purusha. But actually you are not Purusha. We are also Prakriti. So, this living entity, on the false understanding of becoming a Purusha, they have come to this material world to enjoy the material nature. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasati mayatare japoti adar. Just like a male and female, that movement is very strong now in America. The female wants to become male or equal rights. This is maya. How woman can become in equal with man. Of course, we are not going to study the social welfare activities or something like that. But Purusha and Prakriti, they are different. Purusha means enjoyer and Prakriti means enjoyed. So here, the Prakriti, this material nature, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, egotism. These are 8 material things. So in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhumi rāpana lobāyo khaṅmano buddhirevacha bhinna prakriti me astada. These are 8 kinds of material energy. Material energy is one, mahatattva. But they have been divided. Mahatattva, when it is separated, just like some philosopher says, there was a chunk and it became broken and the creation took place. This can be applicable. The mahatattva, the total material energy by when the three gunas break them, they become 24 elements, five material and three material subtle, and the 10 senses and the 10 object of senses. In this way, 24 elements is become. So, we, living entities, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like fire and the small fragments of fire, sparks, our position is like that. Or the sun and the small particles of shining elements combined together becomes the sun sign. The sun sign which we daily see, it is not a homogeneous mixture. There is molecules, very small shining particle. So we are like that. It's very small. As there are atoms, material atoms, nobody can count. Similarly, we are atomic sparks of God. How many we are, there is no counting. Asankha. Asankha means you cannot count. So many living entities. So, we are very small particles. And we have come here in this material world, just like the Europeans especially, they go to other countries for colonizing, to use the material resources for their sense gratification. The America was discovered and the Europeans went there. The idea was to go there, and now they are trying to go to the moon planet to find out if there is any convenience. This is the tendency of the conditioned soul. So they have come to this material world. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare. Meaning Purusha is bhokta. Bhoktaram. Krishna is actually bhokta. Bhoktaram jagyatavusam. So we are imitating Krishna. This is our position. Everyone is trying to become Krishna. The Mayavadis, although they have undergone penances, austerities, very strictly they follow the principles of spiritual life, but because they are under Maya, at the end they are thinking that I am God, Purusha, the same disease, Purusha. Purusha means bhokta. That I am Krishna, bhokta aram jagata. Even after advancing so much by austerities, penances, following regulative principles, the Maya is so strong that still he is under this impression that I am Purusha. Not only ordinary Purusha, but the Supreme Purusha. As Krishna is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhamam pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shasato. You are Purusha. So, Maya is so strong that after being kicked so many lives, life after life, still he is thinking, I am Purusha, I am Indra. This is the disease. Therefore, here we say that esa prakriti sangena purushasya viparjaya. His material life began from this conception that I am Purusha, I am Indra. Because he cannot give up this idea that I am Indra, life after life, is viparjaya, reverse condition. Reverse condition means because the living entity is part and parcel of God, and God is Satchidananda Vigraha, so we are also Satchidananda Vigraha, a small Satchidananda Vigraha. But our position is Prakriti, not Purusha. Both of them, because Radha and Krishna, they are of the same quality. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vrikiti, Allah, Dini, Shakti, they are one. But still, Radha is Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha. Similarly, we are, although part and parcel of Krishna, but we are Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha. So by falsely, when you think of becoming Purusha, this is called Maya or Viparya. That is stated here. Evaṁ prakriti saṅgena purusasya viparya. Viparya means he is meant for actually enjoying with the Purusha. When the Purusha and Prakriti, male and female, enjoy, they get the same pleasure. But one is Purusha, one is Prakriti. Similarly, Krishna is Purusha and we are Prakriti. If we enjoy with Krishna, then the ananda, Satchidananda is there. That you have followed. We want to be Purusha. So, somehow or other, this condition has come into existence. A false conception of becoming Purusha, India. What is the result? The result is that we are trying to be enjoyed, life after life, but we are being enjoyed. We are not enjoyed. We are simply struggling to become enjoyed. This is our position. So, how you can stop this struggling and come to your original position? That is stated here. Svayava nachirat isa saṅgāt viliyate. This false conception of life, that I am Purusha, it can be vanquished completely. How? Isa saṅgā. By association with God. Isa. Isa means the supreme controller. Isa saṅgā. So where is Isa? I cannot see Isha. I cannot see. Even Krishna is Isha, the Supreme, but I cannot see. Now Krishna is there. You are blind. Why don't you see? Therefore you cannot see. So you have to open your eyes, not close. That is the business of Guru. The Guru opens the eyes. Agyanati mirandhasya jnananjana salakaya. Chakshur militam jina tasmai si gurave. Now how Krishna opens the eyes? By jnananjana salaka. Just like in the darkness we cannot see anything. But if there is matches or candle, the candle is ignited, then we can see. Similarly, Guru's business is to open the eyes. To open the eyes means to give him knowledge that you are not Purusha, you are Prakriti. Change your views. That is Krishna consciousness. When one is in his original position, that I am not Bhokta, Krishna is Bhokta. We are helping beings for enjoyment of Krishna. This is our actual position. This is Krishna consciousness. There is a sangha by association with Bhagavan. So in this condition, I am so much fallen, how I can associate with Krishna? That is Isa Sangha. Isa is absolute. Everything has emanated from Isha, God. See, in that way, everything is Isha. There is nothing but Isha. But we haven't got the eyes to see. Antarvahi avasthita. Kunti said, my dear Krishna, you are situated outside and inside. Still, we are so rascal, we cannot see you. We cannot see you. How we can see? Isha Sangat association. Sangat Sanjate Kao. So, with whom associate? The Isha. There are Isha means his name, his form, his attributes, his so many things, you see. Nam, Rup, Ras, everything is Isha. So, this temple means to give chance to people for associating with Isha, with Krishna. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, everyone is advised to go to the temple. Still, people are going to the church, to the temple, to the mosque, to the synagogue. Why? Isha Sangha. Isha Sangha. Just to associate with God. That is the purpose. So, if you actually search after Isha, Krishna or God, you can get it. There is arrangement. Just like this temple. This temple, if you come, if you make association with this temple, immediately you will be benefited by hearing the glories of the Lord. This, every subject matter pertaining to God, we are reading Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, that is also Isha, because these are the words of Isha. Therefore, Isha being absolute, there is no difference between his words and he. Krishna 5,000 years ago, he spoke Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad Gita is the same Bhagavad Gita which he spoke 5,000 years ago. And it is not different from Krishna, because Krishna is absolute. Whatever his words, his form, his name, his quality, everything, his temple, his activities, his books, everything is all. So if we associate with all these things, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, then this misconception of life, that I am Purusha, will vanquish. Then you become liberated. Isha Sangha, believe it. So take chance of this Isha Sangha, very vigorously. Tibrena, Bhakti Yogena. That is a command. Anyone who is, there are two classes of men. One class of men, they are trying to enjoy this material world. Another class of men, they are rejecting Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, Mayavad. They say, we have no use for this material world. And the Kurmis, those who are rejecting their Gyanis, and those who are Kurmis, they want more material enjoyment, more money, more assets. The two classes. But a devotee is neither this class or that class. A devotee is neither Kurmi nor Gyani. Therefore, bhakti means jnana-karmād anāvṛtam. If one is involved in jnana and karma, he cannot become bhakta. Bhakta means annāvilāsita-sunnam jnana-karmād anāvṛtam. The bhakta has nothing to do with this jnana and Krishna and karma. Jnana means to understand. You understand simply that I am part and parcel of Krishna and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then your jnana is full. Your knowledge is full. These two words. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am Krishna's part and parcel. If we realize these things only, then our jnana or knowledge is perfect. And then as soon as knowledge is perfect, then next is vairagya. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Two things required. But if you remain in the jnana platform, do not come to the actual spiritual platform, then samaya vai kevalam. It is simply waste of jnana means to have knowledge. What knowledge? This knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person, Bhokta, Purusha, and we are just part and parcel of Krishna to fulfill the desire of Krishna. This is jnana. Just like the hand is part and parcel of my body. So what is the duty of this hand? The duty is to fulfill the desire of the person. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God or Krishna. Our only business is to fulfill the desire of Krishna, not to fulfill our desire. That is not bhakti. That is jnana or karma. But fulfill the desire of Krishna, there is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. This is first class bhakti. So, this philosophy is spoken by the Yamadutta that one has become conditioned on this false conception of life that I am Purusha, but this misconception can be vanquished. It is not very easy to vanquish, but it can be. How? Isasanga, associate with Krishna consciousness, movement, and able to give up this false misconception of life. The whole world, material world is going on. As you can see, any city, any big town you go, or even in the village in these countries, everyone from the morning till night, they're simply trying how to enjoy the material world, how to enjoy. This is called karma jnana. When they are fed up, then the grapes are sour, they give up. Brahma sattva jagan mitha. But that will not stay. Give up for the time being that jagat mitha, we have no business with the jagat, it may be sentimental, enduring for some time. But because you are not purified, therefore Bhagavad says, jannaira vindaka vimukta manina tai astabhavad abhujuddha buddha. Simply to understand that I am not this material body, so I have nothing to do with this body. I am spirit soul. Simply this much knowledge is not perfect. Therefore, sometimes the Mayavadis, they think, now we have understood that I am not this body, I have nothing to do with the material world. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. But they do not understand the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, Krishna. They do not understand. Therefore, Shastra says, jannaira vindaka vimukta manina. Because they have understood what is the difference between spirit and matter, that knowledge is not perfect. Hey, Aravinda, Anne, they are thinking, now you have understood what is spirit and what. Therefore, we are liberated. We are the Aham. Suham, I have become the same. So for them, the Shastra says, Jennairabindakha vimukta manina toi asabhava. Toi means unto you, Krishna. They have not understood yet what is Krishna, the Purusha, the Supreme Purusha. Toi asabhava avishuddha buddha. Therefore, their intelligence is not yet clear. Simply understanding that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, is not sufficient. Because unless you come to the point to understand Krishna, this will not stand. Therefore, many sannyasis, they give up the Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. I mean to Mahavadi sannyas. Again they fall down in this mitha jagat. They come for political wars, they come for social war, daridranam and seva and this and that. Because they are not pure. If jagat is mitha, why again so much anxious for serving the jagat? This misconception is going on. Everyone asks her that Krishna consciousness movement, why not serve the suffering humanity? They say, always. What you can do? Then simply, like a madman, you are thinking that you can serve the humanity. You cannot serve the humanity. You have no such power. What you can do? The example was I was giving, if you want to give help a suffering, a diseased man, and bring some nice doctor, medical man to help him, and bring some nice medicine, that is good work, but does it mean that it is guaranteed that he will be cured? No. Therefore you cannot do anything. You may think like that. Or you may act like that. But unless the Supreme Person sanctions, you cannot do anything. Sure to suffer the material pangs of life. Nobody can stop it. So therefore we should not try. It will be automatically tried. Just like we are distributing prasadam. Not that because he is poor man and we are giving prasadam. No, this is not an idea. To our eyes, the so-called poor man and rich man, they are all suffering. Not that it's simply poor man suffering and the rich man is not suffering. Therefore, we give them prasadam, man, or isha sangha. That prasadam is also Isha. The prasadam accepted by Krishna, apart to Krishna, is also Krishna. So if we give prasadam, then he is getting the opportunity of associating with Krishna. This is our idea. But people very much appreciate poor feeding. So then you can take it that way. But everyone is poor. Who is rich? Unless one has got knowledge of Krishna, he is poor. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan mang prabhata. So-called knowledge has no value. Therefore, a jnanavan, a man of knowledge, after many, many births, he comes to Krishna consciousness. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. This is the process. Isha sangha. So this prasad distribution means giving chance to the people, those who are poor in knowledge, to awaken their Krishna consciousness. This is our purpose. Thank you very much.